To get ready for this session, find a place where you will be undisturbed for about 30 to 35 minutes and able to close your eyes. So this would mean that you are not driving a car or operating any heavy machinery. Find a place where you can sit down or lay down with your legs and arms uncrossed. And I'm wondering if you're now ready to go into a trance. Feeling nice and relaxed. In a moment, not now, but in a moment, I'm going to take you into your future. This is what you wanted, isn't it? So just settle yourself in there and close your eyes. Now I would like you to take a deep breath in and hold it and just push the breath all the way out. That's great. Now take another deep breath in, and this time just shrug your shoulders down and make sure there's no tension there and release. That's great. And when you're ready, take another deep breath in and exhale and just allow yourself to completely relax. Let it all trickle down through you. That's great. And now I would like you to just focus on your breathing. Become aware of your breathing. How you breathe in and then breathe out. That's excellent. And with each breath out, I would like you to wonder just exactly how relaxed you can become with each breath out. You can just become aware of your arms and legs get so heavy, so relaxed. How comforting that weight can be. And with each breath, your arms and legs, shoulders, muscles, all begin to feel completely relaxed. You become aware of being held safely, securely, comfortable where you are. You can just breathe gently, listening to my voice, and any other sounds that may come to your attention will just help you relax more and more. And each breath is allowing you also to relax more and more. Just allow you to drift away. That's good. Now I'd like you to imagine a staircase somewhere. It could be in a building or in a garden, or something different. And just imagine you are about to go down that staircase. And with each breath out, you can go down one step at a time. There will be 10 steps. Each breath out will take you from 10 down to 9, and then 9 to 8, and so on, until you get to 1. And it'll be so comfortable and enjoyable. And when you get to 1, you'll be totally at ease, and you can forget about everything and anything, and just enjoy that feeling. So now, allow yourself count each breath, and with each breath you will tell yourself, going deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 10 9 8 7 six, more and more relaxed. Five, four, more and more relaxed. Three, two, and one, completely relaxed. And I wonder if you can imagine one of those days, one of those very special days, the day when the sky's particular shade of blue, the day when the sun is warm, the breeze is just right, and everything smells fresh. Maybe you can smell the sea, seaweeds, and rocks, and the little fish darting. As you look around, you can wonder how many shades of green there are. There's dark green, light green, mid-green, and all kinds of green. There's apple green, and forest green, and olive green. And on days like that, people can go for walks. Sometimes people walk for a lot further than they expect to. Sometimes people can get lost. It's as if they're in a fog or a mist. And a summer mist can come up suddenly. And people think that they must go back. And yet it's just as easy to go forward as to go back when you are in a mist. And sometimes if you are walking in a mist, you can wander into different places, somewhere you've never been before. And as you walk through that mist, it is possible that the mist will clear and you will find yourself under that incredible, brilliant sky, just the right shade. And below there are groves of trees in all colors of green. And as you take a few more steps, you realize you're on the top of a hill, a gentle sloping hill with grass rolling gently down on all sides of you. And each blade of grass is a different shade of green, and the mist is behind you. And ahead, you can see further, much further than you ever have seen before. All things look very different when you leave the fog. The mist hides so many things, things from the past. And if they are hidden in the past, then you may as well forget about them. There's no point in thinking about things that are past. And so you can look forward. Maybe there's a sunny rock to lean against. And you feel the warmth coming out of the rock. And that can make you feel good, can it? About a lot of things. About how far you can see ahead. And maybe from that vantage point, you can see things you have not seen before. If you look really closely, very carefully, you can see where you are going. Because where you have been is just mist. not important. It doesn't matter how you got to this position now. You've got a warm rock to lean on and a clear view. And the thing about finding yourself on a hilltop is that from the top of that hill, every way is down. Every direction is equally easy. And it is just as easy to go ahead as in any other direction. And if you start to walk down from that hilltop, something else magical happens. Going over the hilltop means you can no longer see what was behind the hill. If you take a few steps forward, all the stuff on the other side just simply disappears. And if you take a few steps forward, you can see clearly now. Everything in front of you is fresh and bright. And you can walk down that hill. From the front of the hill, you can see maybe a river, a town, a house, a car. And you can look out at a particular house. Maybe it's on the edge of town, or a city, or maybe it's in the center, or by the sea. In this particular house is the house you always wanted. And there's a car in the driveway. And there are fun toys scattered around. There's a mailbox with a newspaper. And the grass is neatly trimmed. And it looks like maybe there's a gardener. Someone who does the gardening. And it almost seems as if the sun shines brighter on this particular house more than others. And everywhere there are these wonderful shades of green. And you look at that house in wonder, because that's your house. And you can see it from the hill. I don't know if it's 1 year away, or 2 years away, or 3 years away, or some other, but you know. And you know that there is a happy and content person who lives in that house. And this person has a rewarding career, and has a car they've always wanted, and has a place in the community, and respect. And a lot of people know this person is very special. A lot of people are very proud to know you. And from that hilltop, you can see that other you getting out of your car. Closes the door. Pushes the remote to lock the car. And as you walk up towards the front door, you pause, turn, and look around at the garden and see everything is good. Everything is tidy, controlled, neat. That you is in control of your life. That you is a winner. That you is a battler. You pushed through. You succeeded. You got what you wanted. And as that you stands there, looking at the garden, the house behind you, that you put your hand out on the rail and you look back at the hilltop and you remember. You remember coming down that hill, deciding the only way is forward. And you remember how, as you came down that hill, your feet, your footsteps, your walk got stronger and stronger. How every step down that way you got stronger and more determined. And things just got easier. And when you got down there, you discovered that life was so much better on this side of the hill. And when you looked up, you were amazed at how far you had come, all on your own. And you were amazed to find that other people thought you were really quite something. And you got through that. That you got over the hill and came down the other side, strong, proud, fiercely independent. Person who decided what you wanted. And as that you stands and looks at the hill and remembers, you remember how you got the house and the car and the career. You remember it was tough only at first. And every time you came to an obstacle, you mentally returned to that hill and looked at the way ahead and the future that awaited. And you remember how every time you came to an obstacle, you damn well climbed over it. That determination came from deep inside. Never quitting. That was the answer. You never quit. You just decided, I'm going to be first. And that you put yourself first. And that you decided what was good for you. What was good for everybody. And that you decided it was time to look after number one. That's right. And so you decided to act with courage and go after everything you really wanted. Maybe you can remember leaning on a warm rock, thinking, planning of how best to succeed. And it wasn't always the direct way, and it wasn't always the easy way, but it was the way forward. And you knew you were doing it right. That you is standing outside your house, looking back, and you remember every step of the way. You remember how you got there. And it was that gave you the strength to go on. It was that that made it just right. And you remember the anniversaries, birthdays, and all the other markers that set you up for yourself. And you determined, I will do this by this date, and I will do that by that date. And how you crawled and climbed and clawed and did whatever it took and made it. And you smile. Because as well as that, you did so many other things. It was difficult. And you loved the challenge. You found the mental strength inside yourself to look beyond the obvious, to see beyond the surface, to look inside, and see what was driving people, and to realize that everyone can be a victim, but the real victims are the ones who stay victims. And you remember deciding that wasn't for you. And you remember building bridges, socializing, networking, becoming the person you desired to be, and what everyone wanted, as long as it was what you wanted, and how you skillfully used friendships and relationships in a clever, honest way that brought you the rewards and success that you enjoy. And that you, standing by your ideal house, the perfect house behind you, thinks about all the other perfect things in that house that you have, and how you have not quite a perfect life, but a very, very, very good life. And as you stand there, all these things go through your mind, and you can think about it, looking back to look forward, and looking forward to look back, and planning to plan, and planning to change, and changing to plan, and changing your life in so many ways, and living the change, and enjoying the difference, and choosing to be different, and choosing what to do and how to go forward. And there are so many roads, so many ways forwards, and that you didn't always choose the right one, but you always chose the one that was pointing in the direction you wanted. And if other people couldn't keep up, well, they can choose their own roads. And if other people choose to put blocks in their road, well, that's fine. They can stay there. That you went around them and carried on. And when people offered help, you accepted it gratefully and paid it back eventually, and got more and more respect, and more confidence, and your abilities multiplied, and your capabilities multiplied, on, and more, like a snowball going down a hill. Without any effort, it just accumulates more and more, attracts more power to itself, and gets bigger and bigger until it's a irresistible force. It just keeps going in the right direction, guided here and there by the shape of the land. And that you stand there remembering those things. Success. And we'd like you to move now into that person's body, and see what they see, and think what they think, and remember what they remember, and put yourself in that future time when you have almost everything you want. And I'd like you to look back now, just look back at all the stages and everything you did. Take a few moments to enjoy that and to remember what you did and how you did it. And to remember how you chose what you wanted to do and all the rules you made for yourself that allowed you to succeed. all the ways that a special person becomes a winner. So take a few minutes now and just think about that. Can take as long as you wish, remembering that an hour of real time is like a second of internal time, and a second of internal time can be a day or a week or a month. And you can think about those years, and you have changed. You have done that, and you're ready to move on. You can ask your unconscious mind to preserve all the learnings, and ask your conscious mind to remember. That's great. And now you can trust your unconscious mind, and it's your guarantee that things are different now. That your mind has taken a decision, that you are going to change, that something fundamentally different has changed, and that you will succeed beyond your dreams, and success lies ahead of you. And it starts tonight, and it starts today, and tomorrow. The day after. And every minute of every day, you are going to be focused on what you want and how to get it. And you will do it honestly and decently. And people will respect you for it. And you will take every opportunity. And you will make friends, colleagues, partners. Oh yes, you can do that. And you will have a very special knack of turning enemies into friends, of turning rivals into colleagues, of seeing the good in everyone, and looking beneath the surface to find what you can like. And as you find the good in others, you will find the good in yourself. These special qualities that only you have, that unique specialness that is you. Because in all the world, all the millions of people, no one has ever been exactly like you. You can now move from that position of specialness, of uniqueness, to live a unique life, a uniquely good and useful life, a uniquely valuable and special life, one you choose. Throw away any idea of just letting things happen. Throw away any idea of using substances you don't need. You need a clear mind for a clear vision. And you can do that because you have a good, clear mind. You know you have. Wonder if you have decided now that you can use it, like that other you. Just look once again at the house and the car. And that success, and the money in the bank, and all the other things that you have earned. And there is more to come, you know, much, much more. This is just a start. So allow yourself to really think of the possibilities. Really think of what you can do. Really think of what it would be like if you dared to be different. If you dared to choose. If you dared to forget all the old stuff. If you dared to use your intelligence and intellect. If you dared to take and use that mental strength, nothing could stand in your way. You could learn anything. You can master anything. You can control anything. You can choose to do anything. You can choose to be anything. Just take a moment and look at yourself. A vibrant person, full of potential and promise. An enthused person who can choose to stand on a hilltop and look far in the distance, who likes what you see. You can begin now, walking down that hillside in the direction you choose. Do you choose the best direction? Yes, you can do that. Just allow your mind the time and the space to really, really think of how to achieve what you want. To really, really decide not to accept any limits. To wake up in the morning invigorated, fresh, determined, to squeeze out every day whatever it's got. To not just accept another day. You can do that. You can wake up in each morning with fresh eyes, fresh mind, and a fresh attitude, and you can stride out and decide what you want. And you can decide how you're going to take it. You know you are a special person, and you know special people can succeed. And they can succeed and still be warm, strong, loving. They can have many relationships to be proud of. Because outside your front door, there's a whole big blue sky. And it stretches from horizon to horizon. And it's lit up from dawn to dusk. And every day's a summer day. Because every day brings a special opportunity of a special kind. And I'm wondering if you can stand on that threshold and just open your arms and take it all. And begin that journey, striding forward, knowing where you're going, knowing who you are, proud of who you are, proud of what you have done and what you have been, proud of being a warrior. Make it a new start with every step. And I wonder which part of you will give you the most pride, which part will feel best. You can think about that. You can decide when and where and how you are going to start. And the memories of that other you will be with you, guiding you, showing you the way, warning you, helping you, encouraging you. And there is a long, fruitful, passionate life ahead of you. And I think you can see that now. There's a long way to go. So you can think of all these things and others and what you have learned and what you have decided. You can choose to dare, and you can think about the endless possibilities, how much fun it would be to choose this one or that, whether you are going to be very successful or outstandingly successful, and how good that will be, and how good that will feel. And you can think about these things now. And feel that certainty inside you. feel it rising. Feel it in your chest, perhaps, or maybe your head. The absolute certainty, growing and growing, growing like a wall of fire, spreading and supporting, encouraging, and you can feel that internal warmth, and it will always be there for you and with you. And so thinking about those things, just allow your mind to dwell on them. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And I want you to awaken 1/10 of the way with each number until you are fully awake and back to the present, feeling really good for no good reason at all. So start that now. 10. 9. A little bit more awake. 8. 7, a little bit more. 6, 5, sensing your body, sensing where you are. 4, 3, 2, you are alive, alert, awake, joyous and enthusiastic about this day. You fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm to do the things that ought to be done by you right now. Number 1, wide awake.